That's Jimmy Cliff. I can see clearly now. Good morning. Gray here with you, and thanks for starting the day with Trail Mix. If you do so tomorrow, you'll find out that I'm not here. But I will be very busy 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. doing radio things. Why not on Trail Mix? That's a good question with an even better answer that I'll have for you after three more, starting now with Glass Tiger.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Just died in your arms tonight. bedside table. The curtains closed, the cat's in a cradle. Who would have thought that a boy like me could come to this? Oh, why? I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight. Oh, why? I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been some kind of kiss. I should have walked away. I should. I'm a name on the list. I try to be discreet, but then blow it again. I've lost and found. It's my final mistake. She's loving by proxy. No giving or take. 'Cause I've been thrilled to fantasy one too many times.
Green Day with Holiday. Trail Mix 103.1 bringing you a little bit of the Day of Green, the clean radio version, of course. Green Day was following Cutting Crew, Died in Your Arms tonight. Tomorrow is a big, important day. It is the annual Day of Giving here in the WPFP 98Q Country Studios, the building, the radio station here on the south end of town, which you probably just refer to as the 98Q Country building or the radio station. We'll be going live at 6 a.m., we being Joel and I, for 12 hours straight in support and soliciting donations for his house of hope. Check them out. They are a religiously affiliated organization with a focus on recovery for men, and they want to do a lot of good in a lot of very specific ways that you can find for yourself on their website. But Joel and I will be helping them and trying to achieve a certain donation goal that you can find tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can give a call in if you'd like to support them or stop in and make a pledge, but we'll be taking phone calls, emails, chats for 12 hours straight. And you may recall last year when Catkins was our featured recipient for the Day of Giving, somebody ended up shaving their head by the end of things. I can't confirm or deny that that will or will not happen, but there is enough hair on scene to warrant shaving. So there are tools in the toolkit. It's just whether someone reaches in, grabs them, and starts swinging them around, as is always the case. So find out for yourself. And more to the point, perhaps, if you are a normal listener here, I won't be here. I will be popping up a couple times an hour, just like I do on Monday mornings, to remind you I'm over there. So it'll be a lot of music. In fact, some extra music over here tomorrow, because I'll be keeping my mouth shut for the most part, like I'm about to do right now. Local news and Civic Media's own Mike Clemens are coming right up on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, it's the Packers and the Steelers this week on Sunday Night Football. But head coach Matt LaFleur reminding us they're playing the Steelers, not Aaron Rodgers.
They're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is for you guys to talk about. We've got a lot of respect and love for Aaron. I mean, what he's done here is a Hall of Famer. This game is not about that. It's about going to Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. Our guys will be jacked up. It's about the Green Bay Packers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
NBA, it's the Bucks against the Wizards tonight in Milwaukee, and the debut of Miles Turner and what role he'll play on the Bucks this season.
As a center, you know, as an anchor in the back part of the defense, it's like, what you're supposed to do? The feedback has been phenomenal. It's like, you know, you're right, I don't even realize when I'm doing it. They're saying, yo, we need more of that. You know, it's not something we've had, you know, consistently in the past. Like, we need a voice. We need someone to always, like, step up and speak. So I'm just taking it on.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 103.1 Trail Mix, and I'm Austin Brume, here with your local news highlights. At approximately 11:58 a.m. on Saturday, October 18th, the Ashland Police Department responded to a report of a possible bomb located in a safety deposit box at the Superior Choice Credit Union. The caller and owner of the safety deposit box reported that there was a bomb that was going to explode. Officers immediately responded to the scene, and the building was safely evacuated as a precaution. The Marathon County Bomb Squad was contacted and responded to assist with the investigation. However, after a thorough examination, it was determined that no explosive device was present and there was no threat to public safety. The deposit box owner was taken into custody and booked into the Ashland County Jail, pending charges of terrorist threats and bomb scares. The Ashland Police Department would like to thank all assisting agencies for their help during this incident. I'm Austin Bermain. These have been your local news highlights on Trail Mix 103.1. For more news, visit trailmix.fm.
Freeze Firewood and Pellets reminds you, as the temperatures start to drop, it's time to start thinking about your firewood needs. Whether it's winter heating, a few last campfires, or even planning for next year, they have you covered with the best firewood in the Northwoods. They'll also take care of your dock, your lift, and your bolt removal, plus mobile shrink wrapping, winterization, and storage. Let them do all the work so you can enjoy a little bit of the fall season before it turns into you-know-what snow. Freeze Firewood, Little Chicago Road in Phillips.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bourbons. Cloudy, blustery, and cold today with a few scattered light mixed showers. High temperatures only in the mid-40s. A few light mixed showers possible again tonight, otherwise cloudy and breezy with low temperatures all the way down to near 30. Right now, it's 40 degrees.
Let's go all the way. Trail Mix 103.1. Available on the Civic Media app. Download the app for free.
TLC, no scrubs, sitting in the passenger side of your best friend's ride. Not on this block. The Go-Go's were there a moment ago, following Sly Fox. Elton John's coming up with Pat Benatar, Avicii, and Robbie Neville. Then we're looking at one of the most overdue pay raises in professional sports. Seems to be coming down the line, but the big question, how much is it? Hey, you've been begging for a raise. Here's an extra dollar an hour. That one ain't going to cut it in the WNBA. But what will cut it, and what's coming? First, here's Elton John.
We'll be right back.
stay up to date on what's going on all over the Badger State. TrailMix.fm features Wisconsin news and information you can use. TrailMix.fm.
to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. I didn't know I was lost. I didn't know I was lost. I didn't know I was lost.
Five Bears Agree. For music, news, and information, it's Trail Mix 103.1.
They got me working night and day. A bunch of kids.
Robbie Neville, C'est la vie on Trail Mix. Weather coming up, but first, sorta sports. And the focus today, the WNBA. Players about to see a boost in their paychecks, at least according to NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. Their collective bargaining agreement, the current one in place, is set to expire at the end of this month. And Silver mentioned that players, quote, are going to get a big increase and they deserve it. End quote. Agreed all around on behalf of fans, but that's kind of the big thing. The disparity is the NBA versus the WNBA. And one owns the other, by the way. If you're wondering who runs the WNBA, it's the exact same people. The WNBA athletes receive just under 10% of league revenue. And that might sound kind of reasonable, but NBA players get nearly half of their league revenue. As negotiations heat up, we will see what the WNBA model looks like. Of course, the proponents of the athletes will be pushing for a near identical match. And of course, the NBA will come in and say that the WNBA is not as profitable. And so the two sides will disagree even on what 50% computes to. That's a virtual guarantee. I don't know why that would happen, but it always does because they each are trying to get more for their clients. So we'll see. I think it depends a lot on the ears of the listener. And I don't know if this will be something that's dealt with in court or perhaps with arbitration the way a lot of these CBAs look to be. So long story short, expect a pay raise announcement for the WNBA, but don't necessarily expect a happy reaction until we know what the figure is. When they release news like this, hey, good things are coming, you better tell me what they are or you're just telling me how to feel. Like, you're just priming me to be happy for something, whether I would be or not. Just put the news in the headline, you know? Check of the weather coming right up. That's sort of sports on Trail Mix.
Leaning into local radio. Trail Mix 103.1.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Cloudy, blustery, and cold today with a few scattered light mixed showers. High temperatures only in the mid-40s. A few light mixed showers possible again tonight, otherwise cloudy and breezy with low temperatures all the way down to near 30. Currently, it's 39.
Put the news in the headline itself. That could be a law here in the 21st century. Speaking of which, there's one that's known as Bettridge's Law that's not actually a law or a statute, but it is kind of a thought law. Bettridge's Law says that if the headline is a question, the answer is no. So if you see those crazy things like, is Jordan Love leaving the Packers? The headline should say yes or no in it, or the answer's just no. Seriously, go around, look at headlines, and if you see a question, just assume the answer's no. Then just leave that article behind. It's so nice. Life gets so much lighter when you stop reading those ones. Here's Michael Jackson.
We'll be right back. you cry no
Yeah.
Trail Mix 103.1. Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.